Yeah. So, Alan Moore, as someone who is self-confessed as not knowing much about science, why are you so interested in it?
Because I am very interested in existence, in my own existence and that of the incredible universe that surrounds me. And I am prepared to take any useful-looking avenue of attack when it comes to addressing that thirst for information about ourselves and our environment and how they fit together. Science is, as I've said, a beautiful, exquisite tool, which the amazing thing is that these things, they almost do converge to a certain degree. I mean, when I was talking to Brian Cox and he was showing me the very elegant equations that had led to the prediction of the Higgs boson, that first we had a beautiful equation which seemed to describe the universe but had got a huge gap in it that we couldn't fill in. Then somebody filled in that gap with an equally beautiful equation or sub-equation that explained everything about electromagnetism and the strong and weak nuclear forces. And then they realised that actually that meant that no particles would have any mass. So somebody came up with a line of an equally beautiful equation that sorted out the problem about everything not having mass by evoking this hypothetical particle, the Higgs boson, and the Higgs field that it is evidence of. And what I think Brian was saying, we were both agreeing that actually that is quite eerie. It's eerie that we were right. How could we be right? I mean, it goes right the way back to where did we get mathematics from? And why is mathematics so perfect at describing all of the universe that we've observed thus far? And this kind of connects up with my feelings about the V for Vendetta movement. Yeah, basically, how did we get...
That's 2 minutes to start the show, Robin, and everybody else, please. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Thanks very much.
Okay, well, my pleasure.
Saved by the Bell.
Painless.
Thank you. Can I just take a picture real quick?